This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vidar Yarding, MPE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands for the next in his regular audio-described theatre reviews. Hello, Vidar, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. It's great to be talking to you and listeners again today.
This week, Vidar, you are reviewing The Merchant of Venice 1936 at the RSC in Stratford-upon-Avon, with the production centred around a planned march by Oswald Mosley and the British Union of Fascists through the Jewish East End of London. So, Vidar, how did you find this powerful reminder of a key moment in British history told through the reworking of Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice?
Well, you've used one of the words I was going to use myself there, in the word powerful, Toby. It really was a powerful production, a compelling production, a thought-provoking production, and arguably a poignant production as well. You know, that backdrop for the Shakespeare play, which is a well-known play, certainly provided plenty of food for thought. And it was one of the most... I would go as far as to say, actually, it was one of the best productions I've seen at the RSC in Stratford.
It's interesting because I was reading the text version of the introductory notes, and through the, I suppose, the writing and descriptions of the stage, the costumes and some of the many scenes really put a picture in my mind of the streets, shops and interiors of the East End of London at that time. Quite a lot to have mentioned of silver, but it really brought it to life to me. And I know we've mentioned this many times when we're reviewing audio described performances, but it's a skill of the describer and a good writer to be able to bring, you know, the show to life, not only through the introductory notes, but through the touch tour and through the live audio description. And that, you know, reading those notes just really sort of honed it in my mind as to how good the writing of describers are.
Absolutely. And that sort of holy trinity, if you like, the writing of the introduction, the describing of the touch tour, the describing of the actual play on stage, that sort of threefold approach to bringing alive a production through audio description is fundamental. This time it was Ellie Packer and Julia Grundy who were our audio describers, so regular listeners won't be surprised to hear that they did a fantastic job in terms of bringing it to life. We had a good touch tour, really informative touch tour, looking at the set on stage and also being able to explore, literally get a feel for some of the costumes. The introductory notes. Always remember that if you can get to a show, not just the RSC, but most productions now will include audio described notes and introductory notes, which will really give you, to my mind anyway, a very useful context to the unfolding drama that you're about to see. And certainly I found this particularly helpful on this occasion. And then, of course, during the play itself, it was... You could hear a pin drop, actually, with the concentration in the audience, which is normally very good anyway, but it seemed to be even more noticeable this time, and people were completely absorbed in the production. Tracy Ann Oberman was Shylock and did a great job in that particular role. And, yeah, we came out, I was with a couple of friends, one of whom had interestingly done the play for her O-level in the past, and I think she found it the most moving production that she'd ever seen without having studied it. So a really successful evening, both in terms of our enjoyment of the play, but arguably more importantly for the RSC in this particular performance.
And I believe that there was a scene on stage that mirrored, I suppose, newsreel footage from the time of the planned march, which must have been so powerful to be there in the theatre and experiencing that filmed footage come alive on stage.
Yeah, it was. It was almost as if you were there. That was the impression I had. And it's sort of, you know, again, coming back to the words we started out today's conversation with, you know, powerful, compelling, absorbing and thought-provoking, it all helped to add to that feeling of just, you know, you wonder somehow, have we moved forward? Let's put it that way.
Shakespeare's text is portrayed in many ways, with a director and designer staging, and I know that a recent Matthew Bourne's dance production of Romeo and Juliet really stuck in your mind, with a setting in a prison. And I wondered how much taking the Bard's text and, in a way, making it fit around a time in not-so-distant history gave you a new relationship with the story of The Merchant of Venice.
Yeah, I think it did. I mean, the basic theme of the story is still the same, but the context was obviously different historically. And that shows how some of these themes are enduring. And that's, well, you know, as if it sounds patronizing to say it, but a real tribute to the expertise of Shakespeare and his playwriting ability.
Well, it sounds like a powerful production of The Merchant of Venice. And to find out more about access at the Royal Shakespeare Company and details of audio described performances of their productions, do visit rsc.org.uk/your-visit/access. Next time, Vidar, you'll be reviewing The Life of Pi.
Indeed, based on the Jan Martel novel. Looking forward to seeing that as a stage version and hopefully sharing that with you and listeners next time. Thank you very much, Toby.
Well, as always, Vidar, thank you very much for sharing your audio designed review of The Merchant of Venice 1936 at the RSC in Stratford-upon-Avon with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's always a great pleasure. Take care.